is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want. Find Your Dream Job is brought to you by Top Resume. Top Resume has helped more than 400,000 professionals land more interviews and get hired faster. Get a free review of your resume today. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. There's only so much time in a day, especially when you look for work. ChatGPT can help you get more done in less time. But like any tool, you need to know how to use it well. Nicole Blevins is here to talk about how to use ChatGPT in your job search. She's the HR Training Services Manager at Xenium HR. Her company helps small and mid-sized employers with HR and payroll services. Nicole joins us from Tualatin, Oregon. Well, let's jump right into it, Nicole. For listeners who are not familiar with it, I think ChatGPT has been around for about a year now. What is ChatGPT exactly?
Yeah, ChatGPT has actually been around since about 2020, but I think it just started getting popular within the last year, and people are learning more about it and finding out what it is to be a tool that they can actually use. But essentially, it's an artificial intelligence AI chatbot, and it has a massive data set from pretty much all different kinds of information you can imagine that's available on the internet and in other means that it's preloaded with. And it uses that information and its knowledge and data set to analyze requests in a chat that you submit a chat to it. It analyzes your request and uses its knowledge to generate a response or text to meet whatever you're asking it to do or whatever your need is. And so it's a really effective tool for you to be able to generate text-based things in your job search, such as bullet points for your resume, a summary, a cover letter. It can even generate interview questions for you to really be able to see what type of interview questions you could potentially be asked if you're applying for a job in marketing or different types of roles to help prepare you for that interview.
You gave examples of some of the products that ChatGPT can produce during a job search. Tell us, Nicole, why a job seeker should use ChatGPT at all.
Yeah. Well, I think efficiency is really important. I think anyone that's ever searched for a job or is currently in the job search process knows that it's essentially like a job in and of itself to search for a job. It takes a lot of time and effort, you know, looking for those jobs. And then when you're applying, you want to make sure that your resume is accurately reflecting your skills and experience and align with kind of what that organization is looking for. You have to have multiple cover letters for those jobs in a lot of circumstances. And so it really does save you a lot of time in that process to be able to have something to work off of and not have all the stress and pressure during that process to think of something that's really going to wow that company and make you stand out as a candidate when you're applying. And so, you know, it allows you to do that. It's more efficient. It allows your messaging to be consistent too. So if you're able to like generate in the same way, you're having that consistent, repetitive process that's going to shine through in the interview process or in the application process as well. So I think the time savings is really a big one, and just having that more stress-free experience a little bit when you're applying for jobs.
You mentioned ChatGPT has been around for about 2 years now, 2 or 3 years. How common is it for job seekers to use ChatGPT right now?
You know, I would say it's about 50-50 from what I've been seeing. It's definitely becoming more popular, I would say, in the last year here, and I'm definitely seeing people use it more. People are telling me that they've used it more. I'm seeing, you know, just more conversation about it in general. But I would say there's a still large portion of the job market of people that just don't really know what it is, have never heard of ChatGPT, don't know that it's available to them as a tool or a resource, or maybe they know of it, but they never thought from the perspective of how I could use this in my job search or how this could help me find a job or make my life easier when I'm going through that very stressful and overwhelming process. And so I would say it's about 50-50. And I think, you know, it's also about how to use it well. And I have, you know, had experiences with ChatGPT. I'm very familiar with the platform at this point and have been using it for a while. And so I'm able to kind of pick up when a candidate is using ChatGPT versus when they're not. So I'd love for us to get into that a little bit as well. But I would say it's pretty split still.
Okay. Well, I do want to talk about how to use ChatGPT in your job search. But to your point a moment ago, what do you recruiters and hiring managers like you think about candidates who are using the tool now?
Yeah, I think that's a big question, because I would say that that is also pretty split. You know, there are people in HR or in the recruitment field that, you know, perceive it as like, oh, you're taking a shortcut in the process. But I would say the vast majority, especially for recruiters or HR professionals like myself that have that experience and exposure with using ChatGPT and understand it as a powerful tool, really see it as a positive for the candidate in terms of like, you know how to utilize your resources, you know how to be efficient. And if I hire you to come into my organization, you're going to have, you know, the know-how and able to really utilize your resources to be super efficient and effective in the job that you're doing in my organization. And so I think there's that. There's, of course, the other coin where there are some professionals out there that still are like, well, that's cutting corners or that's cheating a little bit in the process. And I really believe strongly that people are coming around to it. They're understanding the power of the tool, and that, you know, you don't want to just use the tool to kind of spit you out something and then you use that and move forward. There is still a portion of work that you have to do to really make it your own, personalize it, really make sure that it's reflecting who you are before you're just going to kind of move forward in the process. But I would say, you know, it's really growing that people are understanding it more as a tool, and HR professionals like myself want to see people using it more. And it's a good sign for what's to come if they were to be hired in the organization later.
Well, let's talk about how to use ChatGPT when you're looking for work. And I know one of your first tips is you got to understand what ChatGPT is and how it works. And tell us more about why this matters, Nicole.
If you don't understand what ChatGPT is and how it works, how to, you know, put the prompts in there to really be able to get what you're looking for, then it's going to be extra work in your job search process rather than something that's going to make your life easier and more efficient and make things quicker. So understanding that it can be used and how to prompt in there, not just, you know, how give me a cover letter or give me some resume bullets or things like that, but how to really personalize it and customize it to your needs is going to be extremely important. And understanding like how it works in terms of when you give it that prompt, what it's going to spit back out to you is going to allow you to leverage that tool and technology in a greater way and be able to really impress the organization that you're applying for a job with, or that you really want to get, you know, this opportunity that you've been waiting for.
It's really an iterative process, isn't it, Nicole? It's not one and done. You just can't ask one question and get the ideal product, can you?
No, it's a chatbot. So it really is meant to be a conversation. And so, you know, you might initially say, you know, draft me a resume for this marketing specialist role. And then you might get some response and you read that and you go, that's not quite what I was thinking of in my head. And you do have the opportunity to really continue to have that conversation and give it more feedback and say, you know, can you update this to be a little longer? longer or shorter if it's not meeting the length of what you expected, or to really respond in that chat, in that same chat feature, and say, you know, can you make this sound more enthusiastic about the role itself and the opportunity to work for XYZ company? And so it's meant to be a conversation. And the more you use it in that way, I think the more you learn about how ChatGPT works and how it interprets your questions and your direction. And that's really what's going to help you learn how to give better prompts over time and how to better get what you're looking for.
Well, this is terrific. Let's take a break and stay with us. When we come back, Nicole Blevins will continue to share her advice on how to use ChatGPT in your job search. You don't want to rely only on ChatGPT when you update your resume. Talk to an expert, too. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. A professional writer at Top Resume will review your resume for free. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. Learn how you can improve your resume right away, or hire Top Resume to do it for you. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the Maxlist studio. I'm talking with Nicole Blevins. She's the HR Training Services Manager at Xenium HR. Her company helps small and mid-sized employers with HR and payroll services. She joins us from Tualatin, Oregon. Nicole, before the break, we were talking about how to use ChatGPT in your job search, and you were making the point that you're having a conversation with a chatbot, and one answer alone probably isn't going to give you what you need. How do you recommend learning how to write prompts? Nicole, what is, for people who are new at this, what are some of your tips about how to write good prompts so you can get the answers that you need?
The more you use ChatGPT and play around with it, the easier it starts to become, and you really start to pick up on, you know, how you're going to get the best results. But I have a couple of examples that, you know, I could share. Is when you're chatting with ChatGPT and you want it to spit out a cover letter for you, you have to remember that ChatGPT has no context or history about you and your particular work experience and the role that you're trying to get. So the more information you can give it up front and the more specific you can be about all of those things, the more customized the draft it's going to give you and the more specific to your needs. So, you know, the example I shared before of just saying like, hey, give me a cover letter, you know, versus getting really specific about, you know, I am an HR professional that has been working in the field for 10 years. I have this certification, you know, sharing information about yourself and then saying, after that, I'd like for you to draft me a cover letter for a, you know, HR specialist role at a company, highlighting my experience in HR and my enthusiasm about the organization's culture. If that's maybe something that's really stood out to you about that company and why you want to work there. And then when you submit that, you're going to get a very robust explanation that includes more specific information that's relevant to you, that talks about, you know, the company's culture, and that that's one of the reasons why you would be a good fit for that position or really want to work there, versus if you just say, can you give me a cover letter for an HR specialist job, right? It's going to be very generic, not customized to you, and is not going to get you the results that you're looking for to help you stand out in the hiring process. So that's kind of a really good example about how making it as specific as possible, giving it as much information about yourself, what you're looking for, what interests you about the role, that type of thing, is going to get you the best results.
Let's dig into that example some more. Again, thinking about applying for a specific job, you need help drafting that cover letter. How much information do you recommend giving ChatGPT? For example, would you suggest actually feeding in the position description or providing the full text of your resume? What have you seen work and not work, Nicole?
Yeah, you can absolutely do that, and you can give it as much information as you're willing to give it and comfortable giving it. It's not limited to kind of your characters or anything like that. So I would say the job description, putting that information in there is really helpful because then it can get you a really specific and customized cover letter. I would say you also want to be careful with that because when you do put the job description in there, it's going to give you a cover letter about how you meet all of these qualifications in there when that may not be the reality, right? So there is still that effort that you have to put into of reading that information, reviewing it, and then editing it yourself a little bit to really speak to what your skills and experience are. You know, the job description might say that they want someone, you know, let's say it's a marketing position, someone with SEO experience or something like that. And if you don't have that experience, the cover letter draft based off the job description you provided might say, you know, I have X amount of years of SEO experience, but that might not be the reality for you, right? And so you don't want to be untruthful in this process. So you want to edit that and customize that, or just chat in there and say, hey, ChatGPT, I don't have SEO experience. Can you update the draft to remove reference to that? And it'll do it for you.
So give specific directions to ChatGPT about what you would like to the final result to be. Provide information like position descriptions and your resume. Are there other practices that you've seen that have been effective when using ChatGPT to create cover letters or other job search documents like resumes?
You know, the more you chat back and forth with it as a conversation is a big tip I would provide because I think people use it. They give their information up front, it spits out something, and then they feel like that's the end of that. And then they just have to take that and maybe play with it themselves, where you really can continue that conversation and say, you know, can you remove reference to this? Can you add more about my experience in this particular industry, you know, in the healthcare industry, if it's a healthcare role or something like that? Being able to really continue that conversation to get it to be more specific to you. But I would also say you want to add your own personality in there as well. You know, you might add some information about tone. You know, I want this cover letter or this documentation to show that I'm confident in my ability to do this role, but I also want to be modest about my skills or experience. Or you might say, I want my enthusiasm or my creativity to show in this cover letter as well. And so adding those kind of more nuanced things can also really customize it to your unique personality as well, or how you want to show up or come across to your potential future employer as well.
You mentioned that you shouldn't take the first draft and send it out, that whatever ChatGPT produces. What are some other mistakes that you would encourage first timers to avoid and pay attention to?
Yeah, I think a lot of people that do use it will kind of take that first draft and kind of send it off and make the mistake of maybe not reading through it all the way. And what ChatGPT does is if you don't give it a lot of that information up front, it's still going to get you a good draft, right? Because it wants to deliver some type of good result for you and give you what you're asking for. But it might have a section that's like insert company name here or insert number of years of experience here in brackets. And so what I've seen people do is kind of take that and send it off to an employer. And of course, on the HR side or the recruiter side, when they receive that, they're going to see that and say, okay, this person didn't, you know, put any effort into this, or I can clearly see that, you know, this is something that was generated from ChatGPT. And when you don't put your personality or flair in it too, ChatGPT does have a very unique sound or tone, I would say, in that it is a chat bot. So it is a robot and it does come across as very robotic, you know, for lack of a better term, in that, you know, it just comes across as maybe very monotonous if you don't give it those added details or the tone or how you want to come across as well. And so, you know, I've seen things or reviewed things where I've read them and I'm like, this definitely sounds like ChatGPT generated it. And, you know, that's when it feels like you're still, you know, maybe not putting that effort in or making some mistakes in how you're utilizing that tool, which can come across as a negative to some people. But if you use it as a powerful tool to really help aid you in your process, so you're not thinking about, you know, am I grammatically correct, you know, in what I'm writing here or what I'm putting, but more trying to highlight your experience, your personality, and what you're looking for, then I think that's when you're really going to be successful and could avoid those mistakes of just not reading it through, not editing and inserting your years of experience or company name that you're applying for and things of that nature.
We've talked about using ChatGPT to help with writing, covers, letters, and resumes, but it's also a research tool, isn't it, Nicole?
Yeah.
You could use it. Give us examples. I know in the first segment you mentioned generating interview questions, for example, but give us examples of how you can use ChatGPT for research when you're doing a job search.
Yeah, you can absolutely use it for researching things. And the researching, like potential interview questions, I think is a really great example of how that might be used as a research tool in the process. Another thing that I think it's really great for is if you are maybe not sure like what you want to do in terms of a next career option or stop, it's a really great way to just chat with ChatGPT about that in terms of, you know, here's where I'm at in my career. I'm really interested in the healthcare industry, or I'm really good at social media stuff, or whatever you would like to explore. What are some jobs that fit those skills or fit those things that I would be interested in? And it can list out for you different job possibilities that you maybe hadn't considered before. And then if there's one that piques your interest, then you could say, tell me more about what a job as a paralegal would look like, or whatever that job is. And it'll give you some more details about what a paralegal typically does, or, you know, what even compensation. You can even ask it, you know, what is a typical salary range for this type of position? So it's a really powerful tool to be able to research things like that. I will just kind of give a note of caution here as well, is ChatGPT is constantly being updated and learning and evolving, but it is only updated with information up to a certain point in time. And so I think the last time it was updated might have been 2022. So if we're searching today, right, in 2023, then the information that it's spitting out to us might be a little bit outdated and not current with, you know, today's date. So you do also kind of want to keep that in the back of your mind of like, this is just kind of a general reference point and not necessarily something as we want to take as fact or reality at this point in time. But it's really great to just generate those types of ideas and be able to help you look into things a little further.
Well, it's been a terrific conversation, Nicole. Now tell us, what's next for you?
Yeah, what's next for me is, you know, just continuing my work at Zenium HR as the HR services training manager. And I just really love what I do. And Zenium allows me to really work with a lot of employers and employees in the area to really transform workplaces for them and help with all of their HR needs and work on some really amazing projects and work with some really great employees. So I'm loving doing that and would love to connect with anyone who wants to talk more about ChatGPT and learn about it, because I'm passionate about it as a powerful tool that can make a difference in a lot of different aspects of the workplace and people's personal lives.
Well, I know you invite listeners to connect with you on LinkedIn. We'll be sure to include your LinkedIn URL in the show notes. And when listeners do reach out to you, I hope they'll mention they heard you on Find Your Dream Job. Now, Nicole, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about how to use ChatGPT in your job search?
I think the one thing I would say to everyone is to just not be afraid of it as a tool. I feel like a lot of people are just nervous about using it because they don't fully understand it yet and are just worried what people are going to think if they find out that they've used it in their job search process or things like that. And so I would just really encourage people to look into it, to play around with it, and just not be afraid to just try to learn and figure it out and see how it might help you. You know, you may decide it's not for you and not what you want to use, and that's okay, but you may decide that you absolutely love it and it can help in so many different aspects of your career search or for you in the workplace or you personally. So just go for it, I would say.
Make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/newsletters. Again, that's maxlist.org/newsletters. Next week, our guest will be Sophia Wellens. She's a recruiter at Galwa. Her company specializes in the research and development of new technologies. Your connections with others can make a big difference in your job search. The people you meet when you look for work can tell you about hidden jobs and give insights into what hiring managers want. Join us next Wednesday when Sophia Wellens and I talk about how to build effective relationships when you network. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton-Huff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kislin-Barry Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Matt Fiorillo. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Mole creates our transcripts, and our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.